This is an audio summary for your AIL 80102 course. The reading is Prediction Machines, Chapter 8, Unpacking Decisions by Ajay Agrawal, Joshua Gans, and Avi Goldfarb. We think of decisions as big moments. Should I buy this house? Should I marry this person? Should I change careers? These are the decisions that matter, that keep us up at night. But the truth is we make thousands of decisions every day. Should I sit in this chair? Should I keep walking down this street? Should I keep paying for this subscription? Even not deciding is a decision. As the band Rush put it, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. Most of the time, these small decisions happen on autopilot. We accept the default. We focus our mental energy on the big stuff. But decision-making isn't rare. It's fundamental to almost every job. Teachers decide how to teach different kids with different learning styles. Managers decide who to hire and who to promote. Doctors decide what medicine to prescribe and whether to order expensive tests. Parents decide how much screen time their kids get. Janitors, truck drivers, police officers, all making decisions constantly, usually under uncertainty. The teacher doesn't know for sure if a kid will learn better with one approach or another. The manager doesn't know if a job candidate will succeed. The doctor doesn't know if an expensive test is really necessary. They all must predict. But here's the key insight. A prediction is not a decision. You can have a perfect prediction and still make a terrible decision. You can have an imperfect prediction and make a good decision. They're related but separate. Before machines got good at prediction, this distinction didn't matter much. Humans always did the predicting and the deciding together. But now that machines can predict, we need to break apart what was once whole. We need to understand the anatomy of a decision. Here's the structure. First, you gather input data. A doctor sees you, takes an x-ray, does a blood test, asks questions. That's input data. Second, based on training, your education and experience with many past cases, you make a prediction. The doctor predicts, you probably have muscle cramps, though there's a small chance you have a blood clot. Third, you apply judgment. Judgment is figuring out what you actually care about, what payoff or penalty you get from each possible outcome. If it's muscle cramps, the treatment is rest and you're fine. If it's a blood clot and you only rest, you risk serious complications or death. If it's a blood clot and you take medicine, you get temporary discomfort, but you're safe. The costs and benefits of each scenario, that's judgment. Fourth, you take action. The doctor prescribes treatment. Fifth comes the outcome. Did the pain go away? Are there complications? Finally, feedback. What you learn from the outcome feeds back into your model, refining your next prediction. This is how humans have always made decisions. Prediction and judgment and action all mix together. Now machines are good at prediction. Really good. What they're not good at is judgment. They can predict whether a loan applicant will default, but they can't decide whether it's worth losing some good applicants to avoid bad ones. They can predict who will reoffend if released on bail, but they can't decide whether reducing crime by 90% is worth jailing more total people, or vice versa. Judgment is the human piece that remains. And as machines take over prediction, judgment becomes more valuable, not less. This is counterintuitive, but think about it. Once you have a cheap, fast, accurate way to predict, you might apply predictions to decisions where you previously just accepted the default. You might spend mental energy on cases where before you just said, no, automatically. The demand for human judgment increases. Let's look at a concrete example. Should you take an umbrella? You like being dry without an umbrella best, rate that a 10 out of 10. Being dry with an umbrella is fine but burdensome, an 8. Being wet is miserable, a 0. Now you need a prediction. What's the chance of rain? Let's say historical data says 25% chance. The question is, what should you do? This is where judgment enters. The expected value of taking an umbrella is 0.75 times 8, probability of sun times payoff of being dry with umbrella, plus 0.25 times 8, probability of rain times payoff of being dry with umbrella, equals 8. The expected value of leaving it is 0.75 times 10 plus 0.25 times 0 equals 7.5. So you should take the umbrella. But now imagine you hate carrying umbrellas. Being dry with an umbrella is now only a 6, not an 8. The expected value drops to 6. But the value of leaving it is still 7.5. Now you should leave it home. Same prediction, different judgment, different decision. This decision tree framework, prediction, judgment, payoff calculation is invaluable for non-trivial decisions too. A doctor evaluating a patient, a manager evaluating a candidate, a company evaluating a business opportunity. The structure's the same. You get input data, you make a prediction, you apply judgment about payoffs and preferences, you choose action. But here's what's changing. Machines are taking over the prediction step. Humans retain control over data collection, judgment, and action. And as prediction becomes cheaper and more available, we'll use more of it, which means we'll need more human judgment. If you suddenly have a 99% accurate model for employee performance, your human managers will now need to evaluate more candidates than before, not fewer. Judgment becomes the bottleneck, not prediction. Consider the story of London cab drivers and the knowledge. For decades, a London cabbie's entire value proposition was prediction, knowing the fastest route from anywhere to anywhere, accounting for traffic, time of day, all of it. To earn a license, you had to memorize thousands of streets and routes. It took 3 years. Then GPS arrived. Suddenly, any driver could navigate as well as a three-year expert. The cabbies didn't get worse at their job. Nobody became worse at navigating. Instead, millions of other drivers became a lot better. Uber could now hire any driver with a smartphone. The cabbies' superpower, the thing that took 3 years to develop, became free. They weren't worse, but everyone else was now better. The barrier to entry collapsed. This illustrates something crucial. When prediction becomes cheap, the value of substitute skills drops. But complementary skills, the stuff you do with a prediction, go up in value. London cabbies weren't just prediction machines. They also drove vehicles, saw traffic and hazards with their eyes and ears, reacted to the road. Driving a car is complementary to good navigation. When navigation became trivial, drivers with good driving skills and attention became the scarce resource. Of course, autonomous vehicles might change that too. But the point holds: understand which skills are substitutes to prediction and which are complements. This anatomy of decisions explains why prediction machines matter so much. They're not just faster at one task, they cascade through entire organizations. Better prediction means you can tackle decisions you were ignoring before. It means you'll apply more human judgment to more decisions. It means complementary skills go up in value. And it means you need to understand not just which humans or machines are better at prediction, but how they work together. It's not teamwork in the traditional sense. It's specialization based on comparative advantage. Machines predict. Humans judge. Machines don't understand payoffs, preferences, the goal you're actually pursuing. Machines don't take actions in the world or interpret consequences. Humans do. The implications run deep. It means we shouldn't ask, can the machine do it better than humans? For prediction, often yes. We should ask, how do we combine machine prediction with human judgment to make better decisions? The answer depends on the specific decision, the data available, and what you're trying to optimize for. For a doctor evaluating an irregular heartbeat, the machine prediction combined with the doctor's judgment beats either alone. For hiring, the test score combined with human evaluation beats interviews alone. For bail, the algorithm combined with judicial discretion beats either in isolation. Not always perfectly, but better than the alternative. The future isn't machine decision-making replacing human judgment. It's machine prediction enabling better human judgment by handling the prediction step, freeing humans to focus on the judgment step, the step that requires understanding what you're actually trying to achieve and what you're willing to trade off to achieve it. Judgment is about determining the relative value of outcomes and choosing actions that maximize what you care about most. As prediction becomes a commodity, judgment becomes the irreplaceable human skill.